Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Wednesday, my friends, and welcome, of course, to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And, of course, you can check me out on Drive, Tuesday to Friday, so that includes today from 4 p.m. Anyway, more of that later. We begin with Jurgen Klopp's Liverpool reaching the Champions League quarterfinals after dumping Inter Milan out of the competition. Here's the fallout on TalkSport.
First Champions League defeat of the season for Liverpool, but they're through to the quarterfinals for the fourth time in 5 years. Full time at Anfield, Liverpool 0, Inter Milan 1, but a 2-1 win for the Reds on aggregate.
I didn't like our counter-press. I don't think we won in the first 20 minutes any kind of ball back. You have to be kind of expansive when you open up, when you're in possession, but when you lose the ball, and we lost the ball, obviously, in strange moments, then you have to chase the situation. And that was not exactly how I wanted it. But in the end, we have to respect the quality of the opponent. We do that. It's a big if, but we didn't score. But if we would have used our chances from set pieces, from other situations, so it was a bit slapstick how we missed the chances in the end. We still could have won the game. So I really think that's the only thing I'm interested in, that it's fair that we are through against a really strong opponent. So now let's carry on.
This is what all good teams do, though. Liverpool haven't had their greatest performance and they've still got through. They've still done enough to get through. So this is what teams do. If that's their worst performance of the Champions League, then obviously the future and the future rounds is going to be fantastic for them. We say it was a poor performance. They still dominated possession, had their chances as well. I mean, who was it? Ataro Vidal block on Luis Diaz at the last minute. Absolutely outstanding.
Yeah.
But I think the red card helped them in a way. I think potentially Inter could have got back into the game if there weren't a red card there.
I've just seen the last three games have looked really leggy, and the last three performances have been really poor.
Won the games though, Michael. That's all that matters.
That is true. That is true, but eventually it'll catch up with us if we come up against a decent side. Tonight we came up against a decent side, and look what happened.
I think Mo Salah should have been rested for tonight and possibly even West Ham. He doesn't look himself the last 20 minutes of the game.
Anthony, you can't rest Salah in a Champions League knockout game. You can't rest one of the best players in the world.
You think 2-0 was enough, Anthony, to rest Mohamed Salah? Maybe he wanted to get maybe 3 or 4, a couple of goals, and then bring him off.
Now, Manchester United forward Marcus Rashford is reportedly frustrated by his lack of playing time and considering his options at the club. So should Rashford stay or go? Have we got the jingle? Should I say? No, we haven't. Anyway, we'll hear from Leanne Sanderson, the Suns, Neil Custis and Darren Bent. But first up, it's Super Ali McQuist on Breakfast, saying Rash should depart in the summer.
Should I stay or should I go?
I know he's a local lad, and I know he has been great for Manchester United. Of course he has. He's lost his zing, his mojo, and he needs to find it again. I've got a feeling it might have to be away from Manchester United. If I'm Marcus Rashford and PSG have come in for me to replace Kylian Mbappe, I am giving that serious consideration. In fact, I'm probably going.
Obviously, in the game the weekend, you know, Greenwood obviously is not playing. Martial's not there anymore. Cavani and Ronaldo, you'd expect him to have played. He would have expected himself. But I don't think Manchester United fans would have expected him to play. I'd rather Elanga play. Because at least with Elanga, he has a bit of fight. For me, Marcus Rashford has only got himself to blame. Because he hasn't been good for a while now. Because as from a player's perspective, you can tell when it's time to move on. You can tell in himself he doesn't look happy. Marcus Rashford, unbelievable what he's done off the pitch. Nobody will ever forget everything he's done for all those kids and those families. But it's the football now.
Of course.
You want to talk about the football. And when you look at it, if he goes to analyse his games, surely he must be thinking, I've not been good enough. Like, what warrants him to start in this game over an Elanga, over a Sancho?
Ronaldo's arrival has particularly affected him, pushed him to one side. Well, he felt he could have led the line. If not, then he'd play on the left, but he's moved to the right and now he's not playing at all. If a player moves on, he can kickstart somewhere else. Oh, watch you stay.
Probably would hold fire if I'm Marcus Rashford just to see who comes in, because a new manager might come in, all of a sudden they have a clear out, and then if he kind of makes noises that, listen, I'm going to build a team around you, you're going to be my main part of my attack, that might just encourage Marcus Rashford to want to stick around a little bit and have a go. But then again, he's going to have to sort out his own form, yeah, and get his own head out. But there's a transition period going on at Manchester United where I can't see them winning the league within the next 5 to 10 years. I just can't. But they're going to have to start the process of rebuilding that squad. And this summer, where they get a new manager in, it might be that, as you said there, Ronaldo, Cavani, Pogba's obviously going to go, it looks like. They can generate a lot of money for selling some of these players.
Over now to the former West Ham boss, Harry Redknapp, discussing Everton and the problems for Frank Lampard after the 5-0 tonking at the hands of Tonkin Hotspur.
For Frank Lampard, some pretty tough questions about to come his way. Finished here, Spurs 5, Everton 0.
You look at their managers. They've had Champions League winning managers. Angelotti, you know, couldn't get a tune out of the club. Rafa Benitez goes there the same. They've gone through good manager, couple of Champions League winning managers. There's just, the recruitment has been shocking at the club. They've brought in average players. They look average characters. I don't know. Frank's got his work cut out. If he keeps them up, he's going to be very, very well, because I think they are in desperate trouble.
On now to cricket and the fallout from day one of the first test between England and the Windies, where, of course, every boy is live and exclusive on TalkSport 2.
Brathwaite in once again, and it's swept powerfully by Johnny Bairstow behind square on the leg side, and he leaps in the air to celebrate his 8th Test 100. Grinning all over his face, he's got the helmet off now. He's loving it. That's a very special moment, Steve Harmison. It's a fantastic century by Englishman, and he needed it. Boy, did his team need it.
He reached the close of play on 109 not out, guiding the team to 268 for 6 in Antigua.
It's an amazing place to come, and obviously to score a century in any test match, but especially here with the travelling fans that haven't been able to come for a couple of years. Yeah, what an occasion. It's really great fun playing over here.
And you can hear the full review of day one on TalkSport's cricket podcast, Following On with Steve Hammy-Harmison. It's available where you get this podcast, basically. On now to the City boss, Pep Guardiola, speaking ahead of the second leg Champions League tie against Porto tonight. Now, despite being 5-0 up from the first leg, Pep admitted he's still annoyed at Kyle Walker for getting suspended. Well, we shouldn't have played him in a game that was meaningless then, should you?
Kyle Walker deserves a 3. When one player do this stupid thing, he deserves 3 banned players. I'm sorry. I'm not so kind to Kyle in this kind of action.
Have you, how much?
Still, I'm so angry with him.
Yeah, it looks like it.
So angry.
Now, yesterday, of course, was International Women's Day, a global day to celebrate the achievements of women and to remind us that we need to continue to challenge gender bias and inequality. Laura Woods has been sharing how we can hashtag break the bias. Here, Laura gives her advice to young women wanting to get into the media.
My advice to any young woman that is looking to get into the world of sport especially is just really, really back yourself and really believe that what you're interested in is enough and everything else you can learn. Because I remember being really down on myself. Your inner voice is the most critical voice you'll ever hear. None of those trolls, no executive producer will ever have a harsher tone than your own inner voice, because no one knows you the way that you know you. And if your inner voice when you wake up is constantly critical, that's what you're going to live the day with. If you wake up and you look in the morning and you're kind to yourself and you pay yourself a compliment rather than give yourself a little bit of a dig, then that will set you off on the right foot. And go and just have that belief. And what's the worst that could happen, honestly? Walking into these rooms, yeah, there's a few blokes around. They're probably looking at you thinking, I'm intimidated by her. Mm. What does she know? I'm going to have to work next side a girl. What if she knows more than I do? Well, yeah, use that power then. You know what? If you're going to live with that bias, use that bias. I would just say, believe it. Another thing is really just treat every job in the way that I still do now and the way that I did at the beginning of my career. I genuinely think that's what got me to where I am today, is treating every job with the exact same amount of respect.
That was our very own, the wonderful award, double award winning, Laura Woods, talking about this year's message around International Women's Day, which of course is hashtag break the bias. And you can hear the full conversation right here on the Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast. On now to Moni Moni, Simon Jordan and Leanne Sanderson debating Erling Haaland and Harold Kane and which striker is the best.
Kane dropping his shoulder and he's walked it in. Slides it into the bottom left-hand corner for his fourth.
I don't think Harry Kane is the best striker in the world. I think he's a very good striker. I think we have a tendency in this country to over-egg the pudding. I think that Erling Haaland is on a different level to Harry Kane already.
Really?
I do. I just think if we're talking about, for me, for looking at big, strong centre-forwards that are powerhouses, Haaland's, look at his goal record. I know it's in a different league. I know that we talk about the Bundesliga not being as competitive as the Premier League, but I just think this kid's a phenomenon.
No, I'm having Kane over Haaland all day. Long term, he's a good player, but yeah. I think you have to give credit, you know, as you mentioned, Jim, to Harry Kane, because he has had his criticism, but he knows he probably deserves that criticism as a player. You know when you're not playing well, and he needs to lead the team. I know he's not Tottenham captain, but at the same time, he needs to lead them as if he is, because he's England captain. And at times this season, he's dropping into like the defensive midfield role, picking up the ball on the edge of his own box. You need Harry Kane in the other end, down the other end in the 18-yard box, and it's amazing what can happen when he stays up there.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Back to Benty and Ali McCoist on The Breakfast Show, singing to The Clash.
London calling, got no swing, except for the ring of a transient fan. The ice age is coming, the sun's zooming in. What song, man?
Oh, let's abandon the quiz and do more of that.
Oh, what a song.
Okay, with a band I have no idea.
What?
Okay. As per usual.
What?
Yeah.
Do you not know who the band is?
No, unfortunately not. If I'm honest, I thought, no. The Clash.
Oh man, what a song.
I thought at some stage of this show I'd get a genre of music that I like. But yeah, I've been doing this show for I don't know how long. And I get The Clash. I don't even know who that is.
It's one of the,
do you know what I mean?
It's like one of the greatest bands ever to come out of this country, man.
I mean, I'm sure they
Joe
are.
Joe Strummer, Mick Jones, Paul Simon and...
Ali, no.
Well, that's it. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcasts from. I don't really care. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show at 4 p.m. today alongside the wonderful Darren Benn. A reminder that straight after us from 7 p.m, it's Real Madrid against PSG or Paris Saint-Germain in the Champions League round of 16. Presented, of course, by Adrian Durham from the Etihad. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts out first thing in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a great evening. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.